Hey, this is Matt Blake from the SoCal Sound production team. We thank you for listening to the SoCal Sound and appreciate you checking out the live sessions. These sessions are listener supported, so please consider becoming a subscribing member. Your contribution helps keep us filming and recording live sessions like the one you're about to hear. Just click subscribe now on the SoCalSound.org homepage and make sure to credit live sessions on the drop-down menu. Thanks again and enjoy another SoCal Sound session.
Hi, I'm Andy Chanley, and we're at 88.5 The SoCal Sound for a SoCal Sound session with Devin Gilfillian. Good to see you again, Devin.
Good to be here, Andy. Good to see you, my friend.
We were just talking. It's been, you were here before, like 4.5 years ago.
4.5 years ago. I feel like it was 2019 in around like March-ish.
Yeah.
We just put out, well, a single to my first album, Black Hole Rainbow. I think we put out Get Out and Get It.
That was one.
Yeah. And then we came through and everything was looking, the world was all a joyful and everything was looking up.
But, it's all your oyster. You
know. But we're here now.
Yeah.
We're here. A lot of things happened in between then.
Tell me everything that happened to you in those 4.5 years. Don't skip a detail.
Okay, here we go. On March 17th, 2020.
It's been a journey. But let's start with this. Let's talk about the vitals, the most important things. The album, Love You Anyway.
Yeah.
It's out, available now. It's fantastic. The singles, All I Really Want to Do, we've been enjoying for the last 6 months on the station, and Love You Anyway is the title track, and we're going to hear both of those live today.
Yes.
He's going to perform for us. He's going to do a few songs. I remember seeing you then and thinking, wow, this is a really nice guy. Just put off positive vibes and thinking the music industry is going to beat that out of you in no time. But here you are, and every time I see you, just you're a font of positivity.
I'm jaded now, Andy. I'm jaded now.
It's all over?
It's all over. No,
I'm just a positive person in general, or you know, I mean, I guess you have to be to do this sort of thing and keep your wits.
I feel like gratitude is my, like, I go to gratitude anytime that I'm feeling down at all, and I'm just grateful that I get to make music for a living. I have a house that I pay the mortgage with you know, the music, the amount I make enough to pay my mortgage, you know. And to me, I'm living the dream as we speak, and I get to play music with people I love, and watch more and more people come in the door as we get, you know, as we go down the road. So I feel like, you know, if you're waiting on that viral moment to pop off or whatever, you might find yourself a little depressed, you know. And to me, I look at every day as, you know, as a win, and that I get to do this, and I'm waking up alive and able-bodied to, you know, and able to get in a van and go and play music, you know.
That's great, and you're making good music. Will you play us a song?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to do the one that we've been playing here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound since, probably March, April of this year, All I Really Want to Do, but a different feel on it. This is just going to be you acoustic on guitar.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about this song before we hear it?
Absolutely. This song is about meeting somebody and just falling in love and being so curious about who they are, and knowing that, you know, you feel this connection, and you know that you're both weirdos, and you're like, wow, how weird are you? Let's get to know each other. That's where this song came
first
from.
First flush. All right. All I Really Want to Do, Devin Gilfillian.
Tell me when to pick you up. I might be a little late, but there's a spot beyond the moon, and I swear it's worth the wait. Oh, baby, I just wanna get to know ya. Cause all I really wanna do is take a little trip with you and drive around the sun and take you up and over the stars. Yeah, all I really wanna do is catch a little vibe with you and take you to a place where we can be as weird as we are. That's all I really wanna do. Ooh. Aries, Pisces, Scorpio, Leo, Libra, Gemini. Which is yours, you let me know. We'll take a spin around your sign. Oh yeah, baby, I just wanna get to know you. Cause all I really wanna do is take a little trip with you and drive around the sun and take you up stars. Yeah, all I really wanna do is catch a little vibe with you and take you to a place where we can be as weird as we are. That's all I really wanna do. I just wanna get to know you. Come on, baby, let me show you. Drive around the sun and take you up and over the stars, baby. Yeah, all I really wanna do is catch a little vibe with you and take you to a place where we can be as weird as we are, baby. That's all I really wanna do.
It's 88.5 The SoCal Sound with Devin Gilfillian. All I really want to do. That's just beautiful. Sounds so good.
Thank you, Andy.
On just you and an acoustic, that arrangement of it. That single, by the way, did really, really well for you. Like I think right up at the near the top of the AAA charts. For this sort of music. And with your last album, your first full length album being Grammy nominated and setting the bar pretty high. Did you have any jitters about, the sophomore album, how well will this be received? Or do you just not pay attention to any of that stuff?
I definitely had some jitters. I felt like, there's always that sophomore slump thing, that whole, I guess like, it's not made up, but there is that. You have your whole life to write your first album, and then you have to write the second album.
You worry about the yips.
Yeah, yips, right? Yeah, I was like, no. But honestly, I feel like I've gotten to know myself more, and digging deeper into myself, and that showed on this album. And I feel like I've gotten to push it even further. So now it feels good. It feels like an evolution of Black Hole Rainbow.
And when we first met, 4.5 years ago, you were just doing your first radio promotion.
Yeah.
And now, it's almost half a decade later, you got chops. You've got some confidence when you go into a room and when you get on a stage that,
Definitely.
However it works out, it's going to be a pleasurable experience.
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, to me, I get to enjoy the connection with the crowd and not think about, am I doing this right? Or, what I'm like, no, I'm in it. These songs are coming out of me, and the crowd is feeling it and singing. That to me, this is our first headlining tour that we've ever done. So getting in rooms and having 200 or more people in there singing the songs and dancing is amazing to me.
Let's talk coffee.
Come on.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm like pathological about coffee. I've roasted my own beans at home.
Wow.
For over 20 years.
What?
I mean it.
Okay.
I'm pretty serious about it. But look who's more serious about it. This is great. This is the brown sugar blend. And people can just buy this on your website, right?
They can get it on the website. It's amazing. Methodical coffee roasters. They're the ones who we partnered with, and they're in Greenville, South Carolina. And we got to taste these beans. They like came to Nashville and like had all these different beans. And I'm pretty sure these are from Colombia, these beans. And it's a light roast. And
yeah, Colombia, yeah. That's a go-to for me. The bourbon. This is fantastic. This is not a flavored coffee.
No.
This is no. Because flavored coffee.
Nah.
Can't do it.
Light roast.
The smell is fantastic. And it says tropical fruits and cherry and cinnamon are the top notes on this. This is fantastic. So
Thank you.
I know that you're a foodie.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And now the coffee, is there another? Are you going to blow it out a whole new door? Or are we going to see? Am I going to go to Nashville some year and it's going to be Gilfillian's Bistro?
Oh yeah, I'm going to start my own ramen restaurant. I love ramen. I do love ramen. That's my like probably my go-to like you know last meal. It's going to be a cup of a bowl of a miso hot. You know the
nice
is. That's my go-to.
You're going to do another song for us, Brown Sugar Queen. It's not about coffee, though, is it?
No, this one is about my partner, my girlfriend. I met her a while ago, actually, and we've been on this roller coaster of we were dating in 2014, went apart, and then came back together for the past 2.5 years and found each other again, and grew out of our child stages and now I'm like, okay, like it feels good. This is my person and it's kind of, it's a tribute to her in a big way.
That's beautiful. All right, let's hear it. Devin Gilfillian and Brown Sugar Queen.
It's so hard to put you down, it's true. The way I feel when you're around, and I don't wanna live without you. Look at all the light around you, you feel so good to me. So good to me. Ooh, I never wanna walk away. My eyes are wrapped around your waist. I'm hypnotized, I can't escape. And ever since I got a taste of brown sugar queen, stepped out of a dream, sweet like nectarine, always whispering, come to me, come to me, be warm with me. Why is your love a lesson learned with time? Deflecting every question, 'cause I don't wanna live without you. Baby, when I think about you, I want you here with me. Come here to me. Ooh, I never wanna walk away. My eyes are wrapped around your waist. I'm hypnotized, I can't escape. And ever since I got a taste of brown sugar queen, stepped out of a dream, sweet like nectarine, always whispering, come to me, come to me, be one with me. I'm hypnotized, I can't escape. sometimes I can't escape. And ever since I got a taste of old brown sugar queen, stepped out of a dream, sweet like nectarine, always whispering, come to me, come to me, be warm with me. Yeah, oh, brown sugar queen, in my bloodstream, slip right in between, always whispering, come to me, come to me, be warm with me.
It's 88.5 The SoCal Sound with Devin Gilfillian. You just heard Brown Sugar Queen. That's a pared down version of it. That's just lovely.
Oh, yeah.
On the record, I mean, it starts out with this, I don't know, almost like a silk sonic, smooth, you know, R&B thing.
Yeah.
But then the nylon classical guitar comes in and the horns
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. It's a whole different feel for it.
I love the, you know, stripping it down, and I feel like that's the campfire test, right? If you can play it by yourself, you can, the song is there. But also tonight we get to play it live with the full band, and I'm really excited for that.
That's great. Yeah, when you can do a song 12 different ways and everyone is a different flavor, but each of them is just, you know, delicious. That's a sign of a good tune. I don't think we've ever really talked about you talked about youth a minute ago, about your upbringing. You're in Nashville now, but you're from a place called Morton, Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yeah.
A suburb of Philadelphia, named after, I looked this up, and I'm sure you know, John Morton, who cast the deciding vote for American independence, signed the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, yeah. I actually didn't know that, Andy. I love that.
John Morton, he's a heck of a guy.
I
don't know anything about him. It's probably awful. I don't know. Population 2278. That's a pretty small population.
Yeah.
Although you're close to Philadelphia, right there, and you know, a huge metropolis. What was it like growing up? Did you feel like you were a small town kid?
Definitely. I've definitely felt like a small town kid, and Philly was right there, but we didn't get to like go and. Into Philly and stomp around and get into the you know, all the riffraff that was going on really till I was in my mid-20s, but I moved to Nashville when I was 23. So like, it was like college right to Nashville. But yeah, it was it's a small little town. It's Morton's great. It's definitely like, it feels like a little segregated. Morton's like the black part, and then Springfield is mostly white, and you know, they kind of bust all of us to Springfield High School, and that's in Springfield town, you know, township. And I'm grateful for growing up there. It was just good people, working people, and showed me how to, you know, gave me my BS radar that I need in the industry, you know.
Nice. Says Mike Socius from there. So if you're a Dodger or Angels fan, you can, I guess, embrace that either way. I saw you play at South by Southwest at this, there was a little industry showcase, and you did Love You Anyway.
Yeah.
And you explained it to the crowd there, what the song was about. And I have a similar story. You know, for the last several years, I felt some estrangement, I guess, from some of my family because they're still back in the Midwest for the most part.
Yeah.
And our worldview was drastically different. And I couldn't look at their Facebook feeds. And I felt some friction there. And, you know, I've worked to mend that and still love them dearly in spite of that. But you were able to put this into a song. Can you tell your story for Love You Anyway?
Absolutely. You know, this song came from me being very mad at friends and family, but mostly family. Most my Nana, I was really mad at, and I love her so much, and you know, and always will. But at the same time, I was trying to reconcile, you know, yeah, no, we do have very different worldviews, and this country is huge and made up of people that have a lot of different worldviews that if we don't actually sit down and talk to each other and communicate with empathy and about the fears that we have, the actual struggles that people are going through, you know, from whatever, wherever you're coming from, black, white, brown, you know, whatever your background is, and we won't understand each other if we don't do that in real life. And social media has torn us apart in so many ways and has amplified that polarization. Yeah. And I kind of had to view it as we need therapy, you know, like, and the only way therapy is not you're wrong. No, you're wrong. It's okay. Let me hear you. Let me listen. And maybe we can get to a place of understanding each other and understanding why we're both hurt. And that's hard to do when you feel like the other side is clearly wrong.
Yeah.
But we have to start somewhere, you know?
Disagree without being disagreeable?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to hear that song, but we're going to let the music play us out. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming and seeing us again. And I know that as we tape this tonight, you're going to go and do the Troubadour, and I'm sure it's going to be to the rafters there, and you're going to have a great time. It's a great old house.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun. And the new album is available wherever you buy records. It's Love You Anyway, and of course, you'll be hearing Devin Gilfillian on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. But he's playing us out with Love You Anyway. Devin Gilfillian on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks.
Everybody's looking for a new solution. You know it takes time, and every change don't have to be a revolution. But open your eyes and I'm gonna love you anyway. And sometimes it's so easy to forget forgiveness. I'm feeling so tired, and sometimes we don't even know we're burning bridges. Until they're on fire, we're all broken. Cracks in our hearts, let hope in. Light in the dark, and I'm gonna love you anyway. And I'm gonna love you anyway. Gonna love you anyway. Even when you turn a blind eye to my sorrow, I swallow my pride. The day will come when we won't even have tomorrow. I'll be glad that I tried to love you anyway. I'm gonna love you anyway. I'm gonna love you. Gonna love you anyway. Yeah. a heavy weight to carry. I know sometimes it's scary, but we all have our storms to weather, but we're all in this thing together. And I'm gonna love you anyway. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you anyway. Gonna love you anyway.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Andy Chandler. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.